Well, the NCAA basketball tournament continued last night, and the top two seeds in both the South and West regionals will be playing Saturday for a trip to the Final Four, and here's how they got there. It's been 31 years since Villanova played its so-called perfect game against Georgetown to win the 1985 NCAA championship. The Wildcats weren't perfect against Miami, but they were plenty good last night, good enough to reach the Elite Eight for the first time since 2009. In South regional play, second-seeded Villanova shot 63% from the floor and 18 of 19 from the free throw line as they eliminated Miami 92-69. Ryan Archidiacono and Chris Jenkins combined to make 9 of 13 from behind the arc as they each had 21 points. That sends the Wildcats to the Elite Eight and a Saturday game against Kansas for a shot at the Final Four. Top overall seed Kansas defeated Maryland 79-63 to reach the South Regional Final behind Perry Ellis's 27 points. Wayne Selden Jr. added 19 in the Jayhawks' 17th straight victory. At the West Regional, second-seeded Oklahoma placed 5 players in double figures in the Sooners' 77-63 win over Texas A&M. Jordan Woodard scored 22 points, and Buddy Hield had 17 points and 10 rebounds to help lead the Sooners, who will now play Oregon in Saturday's West Regional Final. Top-seeded Oregon eliminated 4th seed and defending champion Duke 82-68. Dylan Brooks led the Ducks' scoring parade with 22 points and added 5 rebounds and 6 assists. Fellow forward Elgin Cook added 16 points to help Oregon to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2007. It'll be Iowa State against Virginia tonight in Chicago's United Center in the semifinals in the Midwest Regional. The Cyclones conducted a workout Thursday. Cyclones coach Steve Prohm says a rugged Big 12 race helped to prepare the Cyclones for the postseason.
That's why I just kept telling our guys, you know, we lost a couple close games, and then we went through February, we lost a ton of close games. To where, man, just stick with what we're doing, and we're gonna have great opportunities at the end. And so I think the Big 12 prepares you for this moment right here.
It'll be the Cyclones' up-tempo style of play against a Virginia team that wants to grind it out in the half court.
You know, our biggest thing is offensively is making sure our spacing's good, making sure our shot selection's good. Our games, we've won a lot of big games when our possessions are in the 60s and high 60s, if you really chart our teams. We don't want to play crazy fast. You know, we want to run and make sure we get in the spots. And then we want the ball moving. And when we have good ball reversal and good shot selection, then we're very, very good.
Prohm says keeping the court spaced will be crucial against a Virginia team that's known for its defense.
The biggest thing that you can focus on is your spacing good? Are we getting ball reversal? Are we cutting hard? And is our shot selection good? When our team, because we have skill level and we have good shooters, when we're spacing the floor and moving the basketball, we don't really have to run so-called play A, B, or C. We can just play basketball. And I really think these guys are more comfortable just playing basketball.
Senior forward George Niang says Virginia does a good job of limiting the easy baskets.
If you watch our games, we get a lot of easy buckets at the rim. And I think that's what their pack line is really trying to take away. So obviously we're going to have to find some ways of moving them around to open up those easy lanes for us to get to the rim. And then obviously we're going to have to make some shots from the outside. So I think the biggest thing is trying to get them move and get in uncomfortable positions on the defensive end so we can get easy lines to the basket.
Niang says the Cyclones will need to speed up the tempo with their defense.
I think if you can deny passes and take away certain passes and make them have to go through to counters for what their offense actually is, I think that's going to help us, you know, get them sped up a little bit. Obviously, they play a slow, grinded out type of style, so I think, you know, take away some of their options, whether if it's denying the pass out or not letting guys catch, I think that'll be huge for us in trying to change the style of a tempo.
Niang says both those teams are definitely battle tested.
I know every night in the Big 12 that, you know, there's really no cupcakes that you can just walk in and show up and win. So you really got to, we've played games in overtime. We played games where you got to have stops on the last possession. So I just think the biggest thing with both conferences that I've watched is, you know, we're both battle tested. We played in tough games. We played in games where teams can come back from 20-point deficit. So I just think the biggest thing is we've seen it all.
Well, the Cyclones are the number 4 seed in that region. The Virginia Cavaliers, the number 1 seeded team, and the winner will play the winner of the game between Gonzaga and Syracuse for the right to advance to the Final Four. Now, that game will be on Sunday. Gonzaga comes in the 11th seed, Syracuse the 10th seed in that Midwest region. Also in the East Regional tonight, Wisconsin will face Notre Dame in the opening game in Philadelphia. Wisconsin is the seventh seed. Notre Dame is the number six seed. And then the late game of the night in Philadelphia will pit fifth-seeded Indiana against top-seeded North Carolina in a marquee matchup this evening. Also in men's college hoops last night in the CIT quarterfinals, it was the New Jersey Institute of Technology, that basketball juggernaut. They picked up a win to advance to the semifinals of that tournament, 63-60. They downed Texas Arlington last night. The semifinals in the CIT men's basketball tournament come up on Sunday with New Jersey Institute of Technology facing Columbia and Cal Irvine against Coastal Carolina. In NBA action last night, it was Indiana beating New Orleans 92-84, New York over Chicago 106-94, Brooklyn beating Cleveland 104-95, Oklahoma City topping Utah 113-91, the LA Clippers over Portland 96-94. In the National Hockey League, Carolina beat Columbus 3-2, Florida over Boston 4-1, New Jersey beat Pittsburgh 3-0, Toronto in overtime 6-5 over Anaheim. It was Detroit beating Montreal 4-3, Minnesota topping Calgary 6-2, Winnipeg 4-1 over Los Angeles, Nashville in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over Vancouver, Philadelphia beat Colorado 4-2, Arizona 3-1 over Dallas, Edmonton beat San Jose 6-3. Robert Griffin III has signed a two-year, $15.75 million contract with the Cleveland Browns. The former Heisman Trophy winner was released by Washington March 7th after four seasons. His star fizzled quickly after a standout rookie season. RG3 didn't play a single snap last season after being dropped to third string. He joins a Browns team that recently parted ways with troublesome Johnny Manziel, who, like Griffin, arrived amid much fanfare but wore out his welcome. Griffin has been given no promises by the Browns, who own the number two overall pick in the draft and are expected to select a quarterback. In baseball news, a day after saying the 2017 season will be his last, Alex Rodriguez says he could change his mind. The Yankees slugger says his current intention is to quit after the 2017 season. The 40-year-old is fourth on the career home run list with 687. A-Rod is 75 homers short of Barry Bonds' all-time record and would likely need to play into 2018 to be able to challenge that. Elsewhere, the Arizona Diamondbacks are threatening to sue Maricopa County and leave downtown Phoenix unless their ballpark is upgraded. In a letter to county officials, the Diamondbacks say the county has failed to make $187 million in repairs to the ballpark that opened in 1998 when Arizona joined the National League as an expansion franchise. In college baseball news, Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller says the Hawkeye ace Tyler Payton may not take the mound this weekend when they open Big Ten play at home against Maryland. The senior from Grimes has been bothered by a sore arm and has been limited to 19 innings so far this season with an earned run average of 6.16 and an 0-3 record.
You know, I think it's affected him both at the plate and on the mound, and he's missed a start. And anytime you get into that situation, you have to replace, you know, 6-7 innings on a weekend. Some young guys have to step up, and we've struggled as of late out of our bullpen, which we thought would be a strong point. So we've got to get that cleaned up.
Payton was 7-4 a year ago and led the Hawkeyes with 95 innings of work and an ERA of 3.03. Heller says if healthy, he'll make the start in Saturday's game. Iowa enters the league race with a record of 7-11. Sophomore C.J. Eldred will start Friday afternoon's series opener, and senior Calvin Davis is scheduled to start Sunday's game. After they made it to the NCAA Super Regionals in each of the last 2 years, Maryland enters Big Ten play with a mark of 10-10 for the weekend series. In NASCAR news, Danica Patrick has been fined $20,000 by NASCAR for walking near the racetrack after a crash, and Kyle Busch has been fined $10,000 for failing to meet media obligations in California. Patrick also has been placed on probation for four races, and Busch has also been placed on probation through April 27th. In golf, Jordan Spieth had another stress-free day in the Dell match play with a 5-4 win over his French opponent, Victor Dubuisson. With two victories, Spieth only needs a half point against Justin Thomas in today's third round to advance to the round of 16. Phil Mickelson was all square on the last hole when Daniel Berger hit a rock wall before his club reached the ball. He grabbed his wrist and conceded the match, giving Mickelson a 2-0 record. Ryan Moore birdied his last two holes as he beat Sergio Garcia in yesterday's action. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.